Hello and welcome to the third. Hello and welcome to the third episode of Grandma's Roast. If you're new to the channel, every fortnight we post an episode, which is basically a little fortnightly catch up. We get to go over everyone's wins and learns, including myself. We have a couple of different segments throughout the show. If you are new to the channel, welcome. If you're still an existing listener, then kudos to you, and I really appreciate all the support that you guys provide. So let's get into it. All right. Ooh, my first win for the week was I finally recorded an episode with a guest who I'd kind of been chasing down for like 6 months. It was pretty, quite a long process, I guess, is what you would say. When people are like super busy, it actually makes it quite hard to get people to like get the stars to align per se. So that was a big win for me. My second win was, So if you don't know me on a personal level, I do tend to feel like I get stagnant quite quickly. So movement for me in life is something that I really enjoy. So I'm actually heading back to Australia in 2 weeks to help out with some family matters, which is really cool. So that one is a second win for me. I'm really pumped for that. It means that I get to go home. Man, Australians speak so fast. I get to go home and catch up with some friends and family and also record some cool episodes over in Australia, which I'm excited about. Number three. This one's a good one. So I started doing ice baths again. So I know that's all the rage at the moment. It's all over TikTok. It's all over Instagram. It's all over social media. Everyone's on their health and wealth. Lifestyle, I guess you would say. But I started doing it. I started getting back into it, which was really fun. I would highly recommend anyone to do it. Not because, I mean, obviously it has all the benefits and stuff like that, but for me it was just more of it's a challenge. It's fun. It's also very cold, but for some reason, obviously afterwards you get this dopamine hit and you feel really good, but not really. I guess the biggest thing that I enjoy about it is like the tingling sensation that you get afterwards, because your skin is like so sensitive, I guess, from sitting in freezing cold water. So yeah, those are my three wins for the fortnight. All right, let's get into learns. Team, there's only one learn for me this week, which I think is a really big one, and that is sometimes your perception isn't your reality. And what I mean by that is, sometimes your perception isn't the reality that you think it is. That's what I should say. I guess because in certain situations, so certain high-pressure situations, especially when it comes to business and things like that, or friendships or text, for example, text is a really, really hectic one that I don't particularly like that much, because it's so easy to misconstrue what someone is trying to tell you. So my biggest learn for the fortnight was taking a deep breath and just giving it time. So don't respond really quick. Action respond, where like if someone was saying something to you and you're getting this heightened sense of emotion, so you just fire rapid back like a text message or something, taking a deep breath, maybe try understand, maybe ask a few more questions in the conversation to get maybe a more clear answer to what you're actually chasing, rather than just like firing off a quick rapid response, which then could obviously lead to more problems. So that was my biggest learn for this week. As I move forward into the future of the project that I'm working on, or projects, and just my day-to-day life and relationships and friendships, I'm trying to have a bit more mature am a bit more of a mature outlook on things. So when I do find myself in these, I guess, tricky situations, I don't just rapid fire something off and then regret it. So that is taking a deep breath and thinking about it, and maybe trying to ask myself some own personal questions before I respond to someone, to see if, like, give myself a few different scenarios so that I'm not thinking it's just the one doom and gloom. Team, next up we have the guest wins and learns. So I'm trialing a new different style of editing, so bear with me and let me know if this is something that you do like. But what I'm going to do is, instead of me trying to elaborate on what their wins and learns are, because I find I go off on a bit of a tangent, I'm actually just going to insert the audio from the most recent podcast with him with Amrit explaining his wins and learns.
The three wins was definitely like, fuck. Seemed easy for a second.
Yeah, that's right. Catch him.
I mean, one win was definitely like meeting Tom and becoming friends and filming him. That changed my life. Another win was working at SLS, because that's what got me to film on the phone and be able to get to work for Red Bull. And the third win was starting my own company and realizing, like, instead of just always going to go work for someone else, I can just do things myself. And I believe anyone can. And if you're ever complaining about where you are in life, you can change that. And that showed me that, because I never thought that just doing social media for my company because I needed to would actually turn into a job, which, just like the filming at SLS, is also why I work for Red Bull. So those, to me, are the three big wins. I would say the three learnings. One was falling off my skateboard onto my face and seeing my life flash before my eyes showed me that you can't take life for granted, and it could be taken away from you in a split second. So you should spend every day of your life as much as you can doing what you love to do. The second learning was to follow my intuition in my heart instead of my brain. Although it's very, very hard, because this is an incredible machine that has created all types of amazing things, but that it's a tool. And learning to trust the universe, trust my intuition, was a huge learn that helped me with all those wins. And the third learning for me was to just be a really good human and make sure to, no matter how bad people treated me or whatever it was, to just go about life with love and love someone, even if they don't like me, even if they say something mean to me, even if they're evil to me. Obviously, you keep your distance, but to love them from afar, because it's whatever they're going through, it might hurt, but it's really just them and it's their problem and it's not mine. And so those learns help me, and those wins have helped me in life a lot.
All right, guys, so you would have just heard Amrit chatting about that, and man, he has some pretty cool insights. He's a really humble guy, and I really value what he has to say, and I'm super pumped to hopefully get to have a chance to catch up with him again. All right, now we're getting into the next segment, and that is the ins and outs of the week. Actually, this one's a little bit wholesome. It's a little bit different. They're all a little bit different. Obviously, it's a new Fortnite. Anyway, Jesse, sort it out. This ins for the week is connecting with old friends and checking in to see how they are going. I think that one is key, because you can sometimes get a little bit busy in life, and maybe the reason why I say that it's an in for me is because I learned so much from connecting with an old friend most recently, where we sat down, had a Zoom chat. This particular friend, we share a huge passion for music. I've known him for about 15 years now. Most of my life, growing up. We grew up in school together and things like that. So it was really cool because I hadn't spoken to him for about probably 4 years. So it was really, really nice to just connect and sit down, and you get a new perspective on what it is that they're doing. Sometimes distance from someone is actually more beneficial because they have things to talk about. They may have changed their personality slightly. Their views are different. It's actually quite rewarding to, one, it could potentially challenge your views, or two, it's like a homey feeling of, you just feel, you're like, oh yeah, and remember this memory, remember that memory, and you just get to relive a bit of nostalgia. So for me, that was an in for this fortnight, is checking in with some old friends and, yeah, really just, I guess, having a bit of a reflection on my my previous life when I was a bit younger. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, message your old friends, check in, maybe that message saying that, hey, are you all right? How you been? What's going on? You never know what could come out, like the outcome could be, and you could potentially change their life. So do that. And out for me, the bane of my existence, and out for me is not staying organized. Oh, man. It is so easy. I was on such a good roll. I had such good momentum leading in to getting back into Bali and feeling really good. And then surfing started taking over my life and I started slipping up a little bit. I partied a little bit too much. And it's the roll-on effect of not being organized and not having your shit in order is quite dramatic. You can be on top, and I feel like when you're on top, you're just skimming by the skin of your teeth. But as soon as you slip up, you're like, the unorganized you just takes over so rapidly. So this one is for everyone who's similar to me. Stay organized, guys, or try stay organized. Just grit your teeth and just do that extra 1%. So that is my out for this fortnight. Oh, sorry. My out for this fortnight is not staying organized. My in for this fortnight will be staying organized and connecting with old friends. Last segment, and that is the creative of the week. This creative in particular, or these creatives, because there's two of them. One of them is a good friend of mine, and the other one is his brother. They are called Illicit Block. It is a clothing brand from London, from England, sorry. The reason why I think they're creative of the week this week is because all of their clothes are manufactured in England. All the threads, all the materials, all sourced from England. And I think that is a dying, I guess, process that a lot of countries have lost. And when people are going to bring it back and really emphasize that that is what they're about, I want to get around it and support it. You will see in the clip the photos of the stuff that they do. I really, really think that in the next couple of years, these guys are going to do wonderful things. They're already blowing up in the, street fashion world. So shout out to Josh and Aaron. Your boys are legends. So they're the creatives of the week. Get around, follow them on Instagram, chuck the links as always. And yeah, we have come to the end of the show, guys. So this one was a short one. This is not a very long episode, probably maybe running for about 12 minutes. I just want to say thank you so much to everyone who supported the channel so far. As always, please like, subscribe, share. Any review that you want to leave also is huge for me. I know everyone's got a busy time, so if you can just take a quick 5 minutes out of your life and just give me a review, maybe on Spotify, whatever, means the world to me. So thank you very much, guys. That is the end of the episode. That is the end of Grandma's Roast. Hang around for the next one. Ciao.